T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, it's 10 in the morning now. 8:47 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Arizona Senator John McCain dead after a long struggle with cancer at the age of 81.
Two.
Downburst causes structure and tree damage in Hutchinson. Power outages, but no injuries reported.
One.
Man's death in northeast Wichita called a homicide. That's number 37 in the city this year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Today's gasoline prices in Wichita right around $2.46 a gallon. $2.46 out there at the low end I'm seeing, spot of $2.46 near Maple and West. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and warm today with a high of 94 degrees. Look for a south wind at 18 to 24 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy with a 10% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 76. Then Tuesday, partly cloudy, 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high again, 94. Now partly cloudy. We've got a south wind at 16 miles per hour and 76 degrees. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning. And coming up at 9 o'clock on the Glenn Beck program, is going to be talking about John McCain passing away at the age of 81. Also be talking about a mass shooting at a gaming tournament caught on live stream. That's coming up, the Glenn Beck program, on the way at 9 o'clock this morning. A 1962 Ferrari 250 GTO sold for $48.4 million.
What?
At R.M. Sotheby's annual Monterey Collector car sale, a world record for any car ever sold at auction. Up until now,
not even self-driving.
No. Up until now, a 1962-63 Ferrari GTO, which sold for $38 million, same model, different year. At a 2014 Bonhams auction held that distinction. These prices include a 10% buyer's premium paid to the auction company. Every August, the days leading up to the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance Classic Car Show in California are filled with events for high-end collectors.
That's pretty high-end.
These include auctions at which record prices are often paid for the most desirable cars.
Jay Leno didn't buy it?
$48.4 million, as my old man would say, for a used car.
Exactly. That's kind of my feeling, exactly. Unless it's the Batmobile.
Yeah, something like that.
Come on now.
All right, the Steve and Ted poll question. The November general election approaching. Who are you likely to vote for as Kansas governor? And we're closing this one out. Rick Kluse, the independent, got zero.
Greg, nope, never moved the needle.
Nope. Greg Orman, the independent, only got 3%. Kind of surprising to me.
Barely, yeah.
Libertarian candidate Jeff Caldwell got 4%. The Democratic Party's candidate, Laura Kelly, wound up at 28%, and Chris Kobach, the Republican Party candidate, 64%.
Okay.
And again, on
our initial straw poll. We'll put up that question in the future before the election.
That's on our webpage, knssradio.com. New question.
Okay.
Kroger, parent company of Dillon's, phasing out the use of plastic bags by 2025, giving us, 7 years to get ready for it? here are your choices. It will be a pain, but I will adjust. Or, when my store stops using plastic, I'll shop elsewhere. Or, I will or already use reusable bags, good for them. It's right there on our webpage, knssradio.com, the Steve and Ted poll. All right. And the average, we talk about the price of gasoline down a couple of pennies over the past 2 weeks, $2.91 a gallon, the average nationwide. And also a piece of history, computer history, that helped launch a trillion-dollar company hitting the auction block, a fully functioning Apple One, being auctioned by Boston-based RR Auction in September, one of only 60 or so remaining of the original 200 that were designed and built by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak in 1976 and 77. An Apple One.
And I wonder what a fully functioning Apple One actually does.
Probably
not. We would probably be shocked at its limitations.
Yeah, compared to what we got today on your wristwatch or something, or your whatever. next to nothing. I mean, it's,
sure it has
it'll
a little,
be interesting.
Sure, it has a little online calculator in there that might be able to help you with that.
Sure, there is.
Not sure what else it would do.
I think
do.
Jad's got one of those at
It'd
home.
Probably help you write online lists.
Jad, it's worth a lot of money like if you got one.
Nope.
Okay.
Never into Apple products.
Nope. Okay.
Not even that one.
Apple One.
Take a look at business news now from the Wichita Business Journal. The first half of 2018 was a busy one. For Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
Well, there's a company that just keeps rolling right along.
Wichita company says it opened 31 new restaurants for a growth of 14.5%.
Man.
20 more restaurants are scheduled to open by the end of the year. Company also reopened 3 corporate-owned locations.
So they're basically opening one restaurant a week somewhere in the nation.
It also rolled out a new store prototype in Collinsville, Illinois.
Ooh, what's that?
Prototype, yeah. A New York company with ties to the aerospace industry has opened an office in Wichita. Dayton T. Brown Incorporated hopes to gain new work in the Midwest for its business technical services division. Now, it provides technical publications to industries, including aerospace. The firm has taken about 3,000 square feet of space in the Epic Center.
Okay.
And national numbers are now in for existing home sales. They fell for the 4th consecutive month in July. The sales are at their slowest pace in more than 2 years. Sales of existing homes fell 1.6% in the Midwest. However, local numbers tell a different story. Wichita area existing home sales in July were up 6%.
So we were bucking the national trend.
That's according to data from the South Central Kansas Multiple Listing Service, MLS people.
Good for us.
Here's some business news for you from the Wichita Business Journal this morning.
Of course, we remember when... How many Freddy's stores were there?
One.
Yeah. The first one right here in Wichita.
You remember where it was?
It was the one out west, didn't it?
I think it was on 21st.
By Ridge Road, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Or Tyler?
Yeah. Now keep an eye
very
on that.
Very first Freddy's store ever.
A few years, we'll have to take
that. Now they're all over the nation.
And move it out to the Wichita State University campus, like we did the Pizza Hut there, right?
Yeah.
All right, Freddy's. He's a good friend of ours and...
And that location never seems to be hurting for business. Every time I drive by, there's about 18 cars in the drive-thru.
Yeah,
and the thing is packed.
That's where I usually wind up with my grandkids.
It's just amazing.
And trying to get in there. All right, 8:54 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 9 o'clock, KNSS News, a nation is mourning Senator John McCain. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.